From Nevada Public Radio, this is the Daily Rundown. I'm Xander Pippin. Here are your top local stories for July 20th, 2026. Before Celine Dion and Elton John ushered in the era of the big concert residencies, production shows ruled the strip. They featured everything from dancers and illusionists to acrobats and ventriloquists. 20 years ago, the strip boasted 4 Broadway shows. As recently as 2013, Cirque du Soleil had 7 shows being staged simultaneously on the Boulevard. Economic factors and lower visitorship have wiped out productions over the last year, including Disco Show and Bob Marley Hope Road in January. Both show closures were happening in earnest between 2023 and 2025, and even more in the mid-2010s. In short, there are a myriad of reasons why ticket buyers have been prioritizing other forms of live entertainment, but one stands out. Quote, "What Las Vegas has become is a very top-heavy city when it comes to sports and entertainment, hospitality, culinary, and retail," Las Vegas Review-Journal entertainment columnist John Katsalamidis recently told KNPR. "I think that what has happened is that people treat Las Vegas as an event-driven destination and they just focus on the event. They don't think of the second and third thing they're going to do," end quote. Hear the full conversation with KNPR's Mike Brevet at knpr.org. Nevada Secretary of State Cisco Aguilar is pushing back against claims that nearly 16,000 non-citizens are registered to vote in the state. The response comes after the U.S. Department of Homeland Security sent letters to election officials in 4 states yesterday warning them of, quote, "tens of thousands of non-citizens who are illegally on the state's voter rolls," end quote. The department further claims that the information of at least 8,500 of those registered voters matches a non-citizen in its files. The letter did not provide proof of the department's claims. Aguilar refuted the claims in a letter of his own, calling the numbers, quote, "wildly speculative at best," and saying that the department, quote, "hasn't shared anything that backs it up," end quote. Boulder City officials intend to appeal a decision to approve a data center on BLM land and prevent the project from moving forward. The U.S. Bureau of Land Management released its decision on June 26th to approve the construction of the townsite data center on an 81-acre plot of BLM land in the El Dorado Valley Desert, a property adjacent to Boulder City, less than 20 miles south of the city's center, and less than 10 miles south of the original proposed site near U.S. Highway 95 and Interstate 11. The builder, Houston-based Townsite Solar 2 LLC, originally filed the paperwork to build a solar and battery storage facility on the city site and received federal approval in 2023. But in 2025, it amended its application to include a data center. The company still retains the option to build a solar and battery storage facility until December, but the council voted not to allow the data center to move forward without starting the application process over to include provisions for a different use. City officials say BLM officials never contacted them or worked with them on the approval, which upset many local leaders who voiced their disdain for the decision at a city council meeting last week. A couple of years ago, as summer camps began to ban screens, a company called Camp Snap began to sell a screen-free camera that children could take along. The point-and-shoot had the vibes of a 1990s Kodak, just a viewfinder, a flash, and no way to see the photos until the camera was hooked up to a computer. What the company didn't see coming was the demand from adults. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, a lot of Gen Z millennial demographics started buying them, says Camp Snap president Trevor George. "We realized very quickly that, okay, this is way beyond kids at a summer camp. Perhaps it was only a matter of time after the cool kids put on low-rise jeans like Britney Spears that photo trends would cycle around too. But they come also as a whiplash against the era of the smartphone." Digicams have flooded bars, music venues, festivals, and family gatherings. Canon told NPR that sales of the PowerShot, its renowned point-and-shoot, jumped nearly sevenfold from 2022 to 2025. Camp Snap says its sales more than doubled in the past year. Last year, Camp Snap launched a screen-free retro camcorder too, and it showed up in the hands of celebrities including Selena Gomez and Joe Jonas. One was even spotted at Taylor Swift's wedding. Hear the full story by NPR's Alina Selyuk at knpr.org. This has been The Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or to support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.